They went through the whole Gehenna. And they had first-class coaches. They had a way to sleep. And what was their problem? The problem was they went on Shabbos. Whether you're allowed to open up the water, because the water goes on into the track, Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Boider, and the Blei Malon sat next to the Baron Kotler, and they spoke in learning with Divrei Torah, with Chidushim, 4 days straight. In the middle of the Gehenna, a bubble. Now, what I'm going to discuss today, I'm not going to do justice to the problem that Rebbe Zilzan is going to discuss after me. What I'm trying to put through today is like this. There are everyone sitting here, and everyone is a personal individual. The bitachon of a yochid and the tefillah of a yochid can help the tzibur, will help the tzibur. And the tzibur, Beis Hashem, will have nisim v'nifloyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help all of us. But we must know that there is a very small corner in Yiddishkeit which my discussion is being pointing at. That in any situation, a person can create himself a little shell where he can go through any situation. And it's hard to say it, but the words of Shlema of David HaMelech, Yipol mitzidcho elef urevove miminecho eilecho lo yigosh ak beinecho sabat. You and your family, you and your own little corner, of course a person is not supposed to be selfish, but you can create yourself a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard from a goyin at Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, he says, when this mother went into Golis and she was driven out of a town and was walking barefoot and went through all the tzaras, her babele, her tinoik, and she was carrying a little baby. Where was the baby? The mother first was in Varsha and then she was in Vilna. Where was the baby? The baby's not in Varsha, the baby's not in Vilna, the baby is in his mother's embrace, in his mother's arms, and is not lacking anything. Every person can create himself, with bitachon, a situation. Again, we want all of Am Yisrael to be in Simcha V'Tuv Lev, and it'll be Be'ezer Hashem. But in any situation, any person, that finds a way how to attach himself to Hashem Yisbarach and to put himself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's embrace in any situation that Am Yisrael might be, he can always be sure that he has what to eat and on Hashem's table. That Hashem is close to him. Kegomol alayimi. Kegomol alayimi. Like the mother to her infant. And that is bitachon. That is bitachon. In my humble opinion, one of the most beautiful words in Shemoneh Esrei, if I'm permitted to say such a word, our Shemoneh Esrei is a masterpiece. It's so beautiful. Every word there is so rich. And the end, when you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMavorech Es Am Yisrael Bashalim, I feel, then comes the punchline, Eloi Kai, my Hashem. This whole Hashem that we described, this Mavorech Hashonim, and the Reifei Cholim, and the Matir Asurim, and the Mechayim Mesim, and the Kel HaKodosh, HaToiv Shimcho L'Chanoi Elohoidos, who does this belong to? Whose Tati is this? Eloi Kai, this is my private Hashem. There was a little boy, Abba Shani Shoter, my father's a policeman. What's about the whole world? I don't care about the whole world. My father is a policeman. I'm not afraid of him. Eloi Kai. And that's bitachon. Bitachon is you have 1,000 kashas. Am I worthy? But there are bigger kashas. What's about him and what's about him? He went bankrupt and he got a heart attack. And he's in Tzoris. And he's kacha.
My tat.
Eloi kai. 1,000 kashas. Yipo mitzilcha ele for the bow of me necho. Eilecha lo yigosh. But how do we acquire this bitochen? And the answer is, because since bitochen is emunah, and since emunah is belief, but with reality, it's a dveikus. It's a true dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you do it. We become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Gemara says how you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah teaches how to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But let us quote the words of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kol Hashirim Kodesh. Vashir Hashirim Kodesh Kadoshim. What does that mean? Kol Hashirim Kodesh means all the Torah is called a Shir. Va'ata Kisra is a Shir HaZos. All the Torah is a Shir, is a song to Hashem. And it's Kodesh. But there's a Kodesh Kadoshim. Shir Hashirim is Kodesh Kadoshim. What does it describe in Shir Hashirim? Shir Hashirim has a mushal of Am Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference between Shir Hashirim and all the Shirim? We open a Chumash, we see Shir, we see the beauty of the Torah. Zachor Seim HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy, Shesh Hashem HaTavisim Kom Lachtechad. You know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 7 days. In 6 days, 7 days, Shabbos Ve'inofash. Don't kill because Kibbutzel Malakim, the Torah is beautiful, the Torah is wise and is deep. But Shir Hashirim started talking a new language. Hinoch yofara yosi hinoch yofo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how beautiful, how close we can get. We can share our life together. And here maybe is why we in this country are so far from bitochen. Because we have every bit of Yiddishkeit. We're in the end of generations, and all the greatness of all the generations, we inherit. We have Baruch Hashem, we have Emunah, our matzis. I don't know how this side of the mechitza knows. Our matzis today, I'm telling you, 100 years ago, they would have died for such matzis. Our matzis today are 100% kosher. Our meat is with... Our chickens, you know how many, I live in Etzra, I know what's going on in America. And every day you have 3 Tamidei Chachamim looking over it. And our sukkahs and our lulavim and our esrogim. I was in Bnei Brak, this sukkahs. You should have seen a museum of esrogim. A museum. A young man. 8 esrogim, I counted. 8 esrogim. One had 8, one had 11. A Taman esrogim, a Moroccan esrogim, and it just wasn't an American esrogim. Everything was there. All the anasregim and our lulavim and our matzis and our davening and our learning. Everything we have. But our lifestyle. Our lifestyle. The hinuch yofer ayosi. Our lifestyle. What do we live? What? Our lifestyle. Our everyday lifestyle. What we live, what we think, what we dress. How do we eat? What interests us? What do we have to know? If we live, we have to know the styles, we have to, if we live America, and I remember I went to school in America, and they told me the words, a good Jew and a good American. Now I'm not talking about not to be a good American. I'm supposed to be a good American. But how did Am Yisrael say in the midbar, "B'shivteinu hasir habasar"? Am Yisrael asks for meat. Why shouldn't they ask for meat? Everyone has to have meat. "B'shivteinu hasir habasar." You see how you can eat meat, but "B'shivteinu hasir habasar." There's nothing wrong with eating pizza. I have nothing against the pizza. But that's our lifeblood. When our when you walk into a store and you have 16 or 25 different kinds of bagels and different kinds of cheeses and different kinds. You go look for a coat. I know my... In all Manhattan, there's no coat for us. There's no coat for us in Manhattan. In Brooklyn, we finish. In Bar Park, the 13th Avenue, there's no coat for us. That's not the point. If you have good taste, enjoy it. That's not the point. That's absolutely not the point. Enjoy the taste. But the dveikus, the lifestyle. The question is, if we live, we live. Again, we do mitzvahs, but if we live, the modern life, then you can't live Hashem. And if you want to live Hashem, then Hashem becomes real, because then it's a dveikus. I'd like to put just a little insight. What is the first thing that a Jewish child is taught? And we all know, the Gemara says, Tinig sheyadei ledaber oven b'lamdei Torah. But I'm just telling you an insight. I'm not telling you a different Torah now. I noticed it in a Yiddish home. The first thing a child is taught, you know what the first thing the child is taught when he doesn't know how to talk a word? In my house it's like that, because I have bookshelves, and this very low bookshelf, and the baby comes and crawls and takes out a sefer and throws it on the floor. And mommy comes and says, give a kiss. The first Yiddish Shazach hears is give a kiss. Because that's Yiddishkeit. That's the first thing in Yiddishkeit, to love Yiddishkeit. What do we embrace? Of course we eat matzah. Of course we eat matzah. But what do we kiss? What do we embrace? Our cars, excuse the expression, our shaitlach, our ties, the radios, the newspaper, the kosher newspapers, chat chas v'sholem. That's the life itself. That is life itself. And if you embrace Yiddishkeit, if that is life itself, then Yiddishkeit becomes close. Yiddishkeit becomes real. We are living in a generation, Rabbi Sai, my power of speech and my explanation does not do justice to the problem that we are sunk into. Never was there a generation, all the world, that the world should be so comfortable. We live in a generation, there's no cold and there's no hot. I don't know, maybe someone's hot now. You walk out of the house is air conditioned, the car's in, you run. You run. You ever see a bala bus walking into shul and the air conditioner isn't working? What's going on? I have nothing against air conditioning. There's nothing wrong with air conditioning. But the dveikus, the embrace, it became so close to us, so much part of us. You walk down the avenue, the food stores. Rabbi Sai, I'm going to put in a word, excuse my expression. The miracle of the United States of America is that 75% are on diet. Or else America would have eaten itself out of existence. This is a bitter gelechter. You walk into a food store, you go crazy. So much, such an abundance. Of course it's a kiss from Hashem. I'm not saying it. Chas v'sholem, we have to mark your toys. But we mark your toys. And the worst of it is, the worst of all, because whose styles are these? Whose style? This is all the goy. and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Goy, these are the two contradictions. We open up our radio. Who do we read the books. You walk into the most beautiful Jewish homes. No one is going to chas v'shalom deprive the children from Cinderella, from Snow White, from the seven dwarfs. Chas v'shalom, this is life itself. If we want to be embraced with Hashem Yisbarach, then we have to disattach ourselves from the Goy. And with this I conclude my discussion today. Rabbi Sai, I think I can conclude as we began. The truth is that the gathering today is on a very serious topic. I'm just continuing, just repeating what was said previously. Everyone here knows it, and it's garnish poshet. Am Yisrael b'tzara g'dayla. Chazal tell us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, the first thing is plague, nigei batim. Kadosh Baruch Hu starts off with possession. And then becomes clothes. And this is a warning. And the end, chas v'sholem, is nigei odom. This is a warning, this is a baskel min hashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu screaming, shuvu bonu shoyuvim. And one of the things that every Jew says to himself, what will help my children? Will I be able to change the situation? And the answer is two answers. The true answer is, yes, every person can change the overall situation. But this is not my discussion today. My discussion today is, if you can't change the overall situation, you can put yourself in a position, you can bring yourself in the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we know, ki lo yivoyshu v'lo yikolmu lo netzach kol achosim boch, never was somebody that was in the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shamed or hurt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machsi mutsudasi. If you put yourself in the shield of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can go through the worst Gehenna. And mokum nizbat le Gehenna. How do we do it? It doesn't have to come from greatness. It's a good thing to be great. When it comes to davening, when it comes to learning, when it comes to mitzvahs. But I feel most important is lifestyle. Lifestyle. If you live Yiddishkeit, if what interests you is Yiddishkeit, if mitzvah is not Yerushalayim, but mitzvah is your life, then you're in the embrace of a Kodesh Baruch. But if you live the New York Times, if you live the world, and you worship Yiddishkeit, then this is not the tachlis. The tachlis is to live Yiddishkeit. To be close to Hashem. Be close to Hashem, of course, means the mitzvahs, but even more important, the sur meira. And sur meira does not mean averus. Sur meira means the goy. The goyish way of living. That's what sur meira is. Every person has to eat. Every person has to dress. We have to eat respectively. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do so. Respect, we have to dress. We have to interest ourselves. But a person, Ashrei ish shelo yishkochecha uben odom yisametz boch. Ashrei the person that his life is centered around Yiddishkeit. It's a lifestyle. And there was never a threat to the Jewish lifestyle, to the alter Yiddish lifestyle, as we in our country. Everything America stands for is a steer, is a contradiction. And every Jew can live in this country, and it doesn't have to have any impression on him. He can enjoy everything around him, and can put himself into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's embrace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is every place. Gam ki elech v'geit tzal moves lo yeire ro ki ato imodi. David HaMelech said, it's hard to describe. The Ramelech says, when I go to Gehenim, the Lashon Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us there too. If you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's embrace, Gam Ki Erech Begeit Salmovitz, in the Gehenim itself, Lo Yirero Ki Ato Imodi, and I know that you will take me out. Never was this, was the Yiddishkeit, the Yiddish 11 of our children, of our family, in such sakona as today in this open free country. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was screaming, Abbas Kol Yaitse, what do you think? We're drowning in Gashmias. We were drowning in money, Rabbi said. Let's face it. We were drowning. Of course of course Hashem is Baruch. We're asking for bracha. Let's face it, we were drowning. And we can be in all brachas. Financial, let's talk before it. The moment you're in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's embrace. The moment that you center your life with Yiddishkeit, your home is clean. All the goyish channels don't come into the home, whether it's the books or it's the radios, the magazines. In this audience, we don't talk about television, Chas v'Shalom. The moment our home is a Beis HaMikdosh, Yipo mitzilcho elef urevova miminecho elecho lo yigosh lo yivoyshu v'lo yikolmu lo netzach kol achoysim boch. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes real. And we know that our Yiddishkeit is real. And the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes in our life a tangible personality. And wherever we go, He is at our side. We talk to Him, we don't need a siddur to talk to Him. We talk to Him in every language. Every problem is with us. That is bitachon. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. We should be zeichah bezer Hashem to a lot of simchas, a lot of bracha, and very soon the gula shleim.
The Torah lecture that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Pinkus Atzal, his wife Chaya Mindel Aleiha Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleiha Shalom, who were together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus Atzal was one of the founders of Shul Heves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shul Heves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners his strong and serving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvos and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals close with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his pure Torah Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and true Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of having recorded all his lectures to share with Kal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a schus for his Aliyas Neshama, Harav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Zatzal, and for the Aliyas Neshama of his wife and daughter Chaim Mindel and Miriam Aleim Ashalom. For additional cassettes, please contact Shul Heves at 718-633-3005 or 718-438-7332. We're located in Borough Park on 1270 48th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.
Thank you.